Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success. This is Sharice Taylor, your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, and today we're talking about one of my favorite topics, and it's that of leadership. We're going to talk about how to level up your leadership today. Five key elements needed by every leader to show up in a way that not only helps you to shine, but helps others to shine as well. And that's truly what leadership is about. I really believe in practicing servant leadership. So it's not always about you and you coming out on top and you shining and being able to showcase everything that you are, how great you are. It's really about you being able to let everyone else shine as well, that you kind of set the pace, you set the foundation for other people to reach their personal level best as well as your own. So let's get into it. Five key elements needed by every leader. Number one, you need to be trustworthy. You need to be trustworthy. I mean, it goes without saying, right? But we have to say it. And so you want to be a person who is able to establish and cultivate an atmosphere of trust. And so we could actually break this into another episode, and maybe I'll go deeper next week. But in order to establish and cultivate an atmosphere of trust, it's about your communication skills. There's actually some core elements needed in order for you to establish trust, and you have to be a strong communicator. So it's one of the things that you want to be able to do is to connect the mission, values, and goals to your teams, to your customers, to your colleagues, and so forth. And so your communication skills have to be top-notch in order to convey those missions, values, and goals to those that are going to be involved in doing business with you. You have to offer your support. You have to offer your support. And we're still on number one. We're still talking about becoming trustworthy. People have to know that they can count on you to support them and be there for them. And it's also a third element there under number one is the culture in itself. What type of culture have you established? What type of culture do you maintain? Is this a place? Are you a person that people look forward to being with? You know, and a lot of times that comes from persons in formal leadership roles. And then your presence, a polished presence. And, you know, we could pluck this out and do a totally separate podcast on it as well, but your presence, how you show up is very important when we're talking about being an effective, well-received leader. So you come in as someone who takes pride in their appearance. That is what I'm talking about specifically. And also, and I want to touch on this because this is a separate element, but you're also a person who comes across as, and hopefully you actually are, a confident individual as well. But we'll get into that. I have that as a separate element. But yes, number one, you need to be trustworthy, trustworthy. And number two, humility. Humility. I kind of evaded to that at the onset of the broadcast, but having humility, being a person who is a servant leader, meaning that you are considering and putting the needs of your team, of your customers, before that of your own. But also, I want to say this because I did a broadcast about this on another platform, talking about tooting your own horn without blowing it. There's a very good book by communication specialist Peggy Kloss that she wrote years ago called Brag, The Art of Tooting Your Own Horn Without Blowing It. And so when I'm talking about humility here, I'm not talking about you know, not acknowledging your greatness, not acknowledging your accomplishments and things of that nature. But there is a way to do that with tact and diplomacy. So you want to be someone who lifts people up, and again, share your own shine as well. But it's really about avoiding the extremes in there. Okay, so having a sense of humility is going to be essential for your leadership. Number three, I talked about this also a little bit while we were on number one. We were talking about trustworthiness. I'm going to talk about confidence. Okay, you have to be confident in order for people to support you. I like to say support and be on board with your team rather than follow, but that's the term a lot of people do understand. And it is in order for people to follow, you have to be, you know, someone that is confident and sure of their way. So that means that you're operating in your lane, hopefully in whatever area or organization that you're leading in. You have a confidence and a knowledge and a know-how about that particular industry and about where that industry is going and some of the key things that your organization and or business is going to need to do to stay on top, okay? So you have to be someone sure of themselves, someone who exudes and exemplifies a person who's truly confident and what they're doing and the path that they're taking their team, their company on. Number four, patience. Number four is patience. My goodness, if you don't have patience as a leader, wow, it's going to show pretty quickly and showcase itself pretty loudly, I'd say, as well. There's going to be dealing with change, dealing with conflict, dealing with, you know, different types of personalities and different needs, and people are moving and grooving at different rates, and their development and skill levels are all different. And so if you're not able to be patient in those pockets, that will prove to be a problem. So cultivating patience, and it just comes with those situations. How do we become more patient? We become more patient through the conflict, through the challenges, in dealing with persons who are different from us in personality, in how they place their priorities and things like that, and really learning how to manage that gracefully and with a great deal of patience. Yes. And the number five, I kind of put two together here. Number five is talking about resilience and persistence. I call them close cousins, if you will, but resilience and persistence are imperative for today's leader. At the time of this particular podcast, we are going through a pandemic, a health pandemic, that most of us have never lived to see anything of this magnitude happening with persons' health and with the economy, with businesses and jobs. Right now, the numbers are at 26 million plus in the U.S. of A. of persons that have filed for unemployment. And so we're looking for leaders that are saying, hey, you know, that can inspire us and say we're in it for the long haul. We're going to do the best that we can to overcome this this particular situation and these circumstances that have presented themselves. And so you have to have that resilience and that persistence in order to truly be a strong leader. And number one, I'm sorry, bonus number one, is the quality of empathy, being empathetic and being able to relate to the situations and circumstances that other people are facing. That is just going to help you to understand and communicate with your employees and your customers all the more. So empathy is also going to allow you to address issues as they come up with more flexibility and understanding. So empathy is bonus number one, because we've covered our five. We've covered our five key elements. But a couple of bonuses that I wanted to throw in here for you. And number one is definitely the quality of empathy. And number two, integrity. Bonus number two, integrity. The commitment to do what's right, even when it's hard. And as a leader, sometimes doing what's right is going to be hard. I mean, you know, anyone who's in a position of formal or informal leadership, and for those of you new to the broadcast, I call formal leadership those persons who are in companies' leadership role. They may be what we call in our C-suite, okay? So they have formal titles, formal positions that a lot of organizations and companies call leadership positions. I believe that everyone leads from where they are planted within a company all throughout the company. But for those that are in formal leadership positions, integrity is essential as well. So again, the commitment to doing what's right no matter what. Okay? Whether people are looking or not, whether it's easy or not, always doing the right thing. You have been tuned in today to Tailored for Success on Blog Talk Radio with your favorite Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor. For those of you new to the broadcast, I am the Chief Encouragement and Empowerment Officer of Tailored For You Enterprises, a service-based business I established in 2012 to help share tips, tools, tactics, and techniques to help career and business professionals take life to the top professionally. Absolutely. And so I'm happy we're here in Season 8. And just super excited to keep sharing these things and supporting professionals in this way. Please listen, tune in every week. I would love to have you subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new episode drops. And tune in again. I want to see you take your career to the top. Until next time, my dear friends, remember this, your best is yet to come. Take great care. Bye-bye.